Chapter 30, The Noose Tightens. Politics, what did I say, like, politics?
Politics. Politics in Riverdale.
I'm going again. Chapter 30, The Noose Tightens. Politics in Riverdale take a treacherous turn. The Coopers face unwelcome guests while Tony, Veronica, and Josie search for answers about Cheryl. This is Jugheads.
Everything's Archie. Archie's here. Betty's here. Veronica too. Reggie's here. Hey Jughead, where are you?
It is Archie.
Archie's here.
Yeah.
Jordan's here.
They don't mention Cheryl in that song. They mention Reggie, though.
And Tom, too.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, that's the new song. It's Jugheads again.
Yeah.
We're Jugheads again.
Yeah.
Jordan, banner segment. I'm Tom.
And Jordan. It's Jordan.
Banner segment.
Christmas Island.
You went to Christmas Island. Yeah. Yeah, we won trivia, finally, after a chronicle of several weeks, several years and months.
Years.
We won trivia with just two of us against teams
of all
of 4 and 8 and 6.
Six.
We did it. We won a single beer.
Yeah.
Well, not we won each a beer, not a single beer between us.
There's 2 pints in each growler.
So we each won 2. We won 4 pints in total.
Yeah.
What's that? About 36 ounces of beer.
Well, it depends if they go
in
with
each?
American ounces or.
Who cares? We won, Jordan. What else has been going on in your life?
Christmas Island.
Yeah. You want to explain what Christmas Island is?
It's a nice
and
island.
And why it's so much more important than your friend's birthday.
No, you just schedule it on the wrong day.
No.
Not his birthday.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I was here on Friday on his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice island where you go and you drink mulled wine,
mm-hmm.
and it's Christmas, but it's too busy, so you don't go there. And
so
then,
you didn't actually go to Christmas Island.
And so I went Christmas shopping.
Oh, very nice.
Ate some nice food. Ate a jerk chicken.
Yeah.
That was good. Ate dim sum.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Mm-hmm.
Ate hollandaise with a...
Now, what is hollandaise?
Eggs Benedict?
Is that... Yeah, I was going to say, is that eggs?
That's sauce on Eggs Benedict.
But isn't it made with eggs?
It's an egg. It's a poached egg
mm-hmm.
on a sandwich.
Yes, but the hollandaise sauce is also made of
butter.
Egg. And egg.
There might be one in there.
I think there's egg in it.
There might be
you
one.
You whisk it real fast.
It's mostly butter.
I think it's you're putting eggs on eggs. That's a hat on a hat. You don't need it. Just give me the poached egg, please. The poached egg is already sauce.
No, the sauce is very good, though.
The poached egg is already sauce.
Not enough.
Yeah, you dip toast in it.
Hollandaise sauce is very good.
I like dipping toast.
You don't get any toast,
eggs.
You just get the bread. It's on an English muffin.
A McMuffin?
You just went
to McDonald's?
Yeah.
Well, this week has been filled with trials and tribulations for me.
Yeah.
I woke up, I didn't wake up. I woke up in the morning, and then a snowstorm happened, and there was a snowstorm. The first snowstorm of the year. And I was like, well, I have an appointment, I need to go out. So I went out, I brushed off my car, because it's snowy Canada here.
Yeah.
And I sat in my car, and I went to turn on the wipers, so that it would remove the rest of the snowy debris that was all over my car. And my friggin' windshield wipers are just missing! They're just gone!
Maybe you never had any.
I definitely had some. I would remember if I didn't have any.
Maybe you took them off.
But I went... Some thief who couldn't get into my car because it was locked, because I've learned my lesson...
Yeah.
...removed my windshield wipers and made off into the night! Who does... I'm putting you on blast. I'll turn
They're
around...
You're not listening to
this. I will turn around...
What?
And if the windshield wipers make their way back onto the car, I will not pursue this further.
Are you saying that I did it?
But if
that
they
makes it
don't,
sound like I did it.
Then I'm not saying you did it. I'm saying I will turn around.
I was not even in town.
And if the windshield wipers are back on the car, then I won't escalate this further. But I
was
will pursue
60 kilometers away from here.
I will raise this to the proper authorities if I do not receive old windshield wipers back onto my car.
I don't think
post haste.
Can you file a claim about that?
I could. I don't think they'd laugh me out of the.
Yeah.
They'd
why
laugh
are you wasting your time?
But then. I'm driving home from our victory winning at trivia.
Yeah.
There's a crack in my windshield.
What'd you do that for?
I didn't do it.
You kicked it.
I touched the glass, and there's no... If anyone out there is a car doctor or knows anything about cars, tell me if there's anything I can do. I touched all over the glass, and there's no... It's, like, clearly not cracked. It's just cracked on the inside. Like, the insulated part of the glass.
Is that an issue?
Thick layers. What do you mean? Well, it's just going to get bigger, and eventually it will just crack. Because it's going to keep growing.
Put
so it's definitely an
there.
Issue. No, there's nothing to tape up.
Put some glue in the crack.
Anyway, my life is a nightmare, and things keep going wrong, and things keep getting worse, and it's the Can't season of giving, and it, people keep giving me crap.
Wouldn't the dealership just fix that?
I think I have to call tomorrow and see. It's a lease, and
yeah,
I have to.
They would switch that out.
They're not going to switch out the windshield. It's not like a broken controller with a switch. I have to go in and see what they'll do. I have to imagine that it's covered under my warranty, but it's far too much to talk about on the podcast right now. Hope I don't have to spend a lot of money on it, because I don't have a lot of money
to
spend.
Like that's covered.
This week, it's Jugheads again.
Yeah.
And that's the banner segment. Something interesting happened to me this week. So this time in Riverdale, it's political. And...
Is it?
Tonight, there's gonna be a jailbreak.
What politics? Yeah, that's a good song. That's my favorite Thin Lizzy
song. That's all I could think about the entire time I was watching this episode.
Thin Lizzy?
Yeah, tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak.
Somewhere in this town.
It is political. It gets political.
I don't think it does it?
It's a lot of mayor and school stuff.
Mayor?
Yeah, mayor race.
It's
and
more like Archie stuff.
Yeah, Archie stuff when he's being political now.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Get out of politics, Archie.
I feel vindicated in the fact that I've always said that Archie is bad and stupid. And he is bad and stupid.
Yeah, I don't like it.
He's being bad
and
stupid.
Why is he so stupid now?
He's always been stupid.
Why is he so stupid in an ignorant way?
Well, because he loves Veronica? I don't know. I don't even think that's,
I mean, that's
really
true. It is.
Anyway, let's get right into the episode here. I'm hovering over the thumbnail for chapter 30, The Noose Juggins.
I don't remember. Why does he arm wrestle Reggie? Just to get him to do something?
Well, we'll talk about it when we get there, because you're spoiling it for people who haven't seen the episode right now.
The Noose Jugheads.
But The Noose Juggins, I think, is good.
No.
All right, well, maybe it's the Noose Juggins, maybe it's the Noose Jugheads. We'll see when
it's
it comes out.
It's definitely not the Jughead Titans.
It's not the Jughead
that's
Titans.
Boring.
That sounds bad. That just reminds me of the show Titans.
Yeah.
But I'm hovering over
Titans?
The thumbnail. If you're
Titans.
Just Titans. Teen Titans is good. Titans looks like it's crap.
Yeah.
But if you're watching this on whatever you're watching on, maybe you're watching on a Wii.
No.
Maybe you're watching on a Roku. Raspberry Pi.
Do you think Wii still has
Android
Netflix
phone.
Support?
Wii does still have Netflix support, but it's losing its the shop channels going away, I think. And I've cried, my me cried a single tear.
What's your me's name?
Tom.
Is it?
Yeah, he has red pants because I favorited him. Well, right. Over the thumbnail for chapter 30 of the Noose Titans, and I'm going to click the go button in 3, 2, 1, click. And now it's loading up. And do we skip the recap?
No!
Did I put on subtitles?
Yes, you did.
Did I put on mute? Yes, I did.
I don't know.
Yeah, I clearly did.
Third in Elm. They live on Elm Street or 3rd Street? 3rd Ave.
Nightmare on 3rd Street.
Great.
Con Dog.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Con Dog! They're stupid too!
Yeah, everyone's dumb in this
everyone's
show.
Stupid and dumb. Look at Chick. Chick doesn't seem as crazy to me anymore.
What do you mean by that?
I think he's nice now.
Well, that's clearly not true. That's not true.
I think he's nice. Something happens in this episode that I'm very excited to talk about. But...
Is it related to the Cooper storyline?
Yes.
Is when they all break into the house?
No, okay. It's not. But I'm also excited to talk about that. But don't spoil it for people who haven't watched it yet.
What do you mean?
Sometimes people are watching this for this
on
the first
season
time.
2, episode what, 17?
Yeah.
Right now,
well, they've been following along with us.
Great.
Our loyal fans.
I forgot she drew that.
That's a plot point in this episode when her horrible ghoulish mother is trying to turn her friends against her friends.
How does mom know about that?
Her mom's devious.
But how would she know about that?
God, this is the most...
They're scary.
This is the bluest, most color-corrected part of this entire show.
It's to let you know that she's sad and it's scary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It is scary.
It is scary. I don't like this at all. But there's also something that happens in here that I think is just the dumbest shit in the world. Like, this whole concept is dumb as hell.
This
like, forced
conversion
is, like, the dumbest fucking thing in the world. But there's something...
The way they're going about it?
The way they do something in this episode, I audibly
I like
laughed.
This.
It's what we want
a whole episode.
Yeah, I know, with Kevin and Moose.
Just make it a 1950s episode, please.
Yeah, seriously. But the thing that I didn't get about this is this Cheryl...
Imagining what she's watching?
Yeah.
Or is...
did they make this movie?
I didn't bring swimming trunks. Let's go be gay in the river. Is it deviant to swim nude with your friends?
I don't think so. Some people certainly think so.
Oh, here's the politics.
Why is
Josie Reggie's running mate?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't even notice that.
No, she is. And I like that.
Why is Alice Cooper running
this mate? I could not figure out for the life of me, because she just doesn't have a lot going on right now. I don't know. But I like that Veronica's poster looks like a meme because they chose Impact font. And also, like, Jughead's looks like a punk poster.
The parents are there, too.
Yeah,
what?
I know. This is... It's ludicrous. It's almost as though the people of Riverdale care more about student politics than they do about
politics.
The actual mayoral race. Oh, yeah. Friggin' Midge. She's here.
Do you think we're ever going to see Val and the other one again?
Yeah, we have this
season.
But
not in, like, 5 episodes.
No, but they're not, like... main characters, right?
They were.
Yeah.
That's why I call her the other one.
It's just because you hate her.
I can't remember her name.
I want to vote for Reggie.
You would vote for
him?
Because
he's
you
chill,
would vote
not
him
like
over
them.
Jughead?
Yeah, see, he's chill, unlike the rest of them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't... The way that Jughead and Archie are always running around... I don't want that. Are you kidding me? If you're like
going and cutting up
arms. If your mayor was running around the town investigating things, like no,
you're student mayor. Wait,
no,
are they class president or student mayor?
Class president.
They're class president.
Student body president. Which also doesn't make sense because they're in like grade 11.
Oh, FP's not a fan of them sleeping together either.
No. No, because he's sleeping on the sofa with his son, which is strange.
Yeah, that is weird.
I guess it's stranger than any of the other alternatives. Or, like, less strange than any of the other alternatives.
For them not to have sex in the trailer.
Huh?
For them not to have
sex
in the trailer.
No, yeah, I know. Like, if they're... Like, that's what I mean. Like, they could be... Like, Betty and Jughead could sleep together, and that's not weird, but I'm sure, like, if you're the father of a 15-year-old, you don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
So, that is the least strange situation, because it's not going to be FP and Betty sleeping together on the couch. Getting a lot of Ringwald in this season.
Yeah, it's nice.
If you're a fan of Molly Ringwald in this season, tweet at JugheadsPod, hashtag ring-a-ding-ding.
Hashtag, pretty, is pinker.
I hate that one. That one I hate the most.
I was trying to think of her character's name in The Breakfast Club, and I could not come up with it.
She's conceited. She's a princess.
That doesn't give you her name.
Yeah. Brandy.
Is it? No, it's not Brandy.
Yeah.
These guys are more New York than they used to be.
It's Lenny and Carl from The Simpsons.
They're more New York than they used to be.
Do you think this is a Simpsons reference?
I guess so.
What else? Why else would you name two characters Lenny and Carl?
Why is Archie the muscle?
I don't know. He's, like, not that much bigger than Hiram and has also been outperformed in a battle of strength
by
Hiram before. But also, why is, like, the tall one the muscle? Like, the guy with the gun, the driver. What's his name?
Andre. Yeah.
Because he doesn't seem very tough.
He's around there.
Also, Adams comes back. I don't want to spoil this for anyone who's watching this for the first time.
It's silly.
It's so dumb.
Yeah. Archie, you're bad. You're a bad boy.
Archie's the worst character on this show.
What do you mean?
Change my mind.
Worse than Chick?
Yes.
Why?
Chick's nice.
He's never
and nice
been
to his
nice.
Friends, and he's nice to his mom.
Who are his friends?
Kevin.
No, look at him right now, crying in front of the TV. In his little boy pants.
Yeah, that's me every night. Maybe I just like Chick because he reminds me so much of myself. Oh, what could they have possibly found in the river?
That car that we pushed in and it sunk
and
immediately.
It, yeah.
Sweat low, sweet chariot.
Sweat low, sweet chariot.
That was weird.
Is that the latest title card?
No, it's clearly not. But that's the way they cut to each face, and they're
and
all just
kind of
not even making a face. They all just are looking.
There's something inherently conspicuous about these four eating breakfast together.
I mean, it kind of. I was thinking that when I watched this, but Then I was like, well, they're both parents of a couple. Like, they could have a family meeting or whatever this is.
I don't know. There's something like Alice clearly has problems with FP. The serpents. Like, it's just a weird thing. And also, like, all four of them have gotten into shit over the last season and a half. It's just conspicuous. Mm-hmm. It's one of my other things that I'll bring up later in the episode when it happens, but it's just like, oh god, why is everyone in this town such a dumbass?
Who do you think the smartest person is?
In this town? Jughead. But like,
not anymore.
Consistently? Consistently and most frequently it's Jughead.
Fred?
Most level-headed, but not the smartest. Maybe Hermione, but I don't even think that.
No, it's definitely not Hermione.
Oh, it's that portrait of Veronica. That's the smartest thing that anyone's ever done. It's definitely not Hiram. He's not the smartest.
Josie, maybe?
She did do a trick. She did do a good trick last episode.
Yeah.
Ethel Merman? What's her name? Ethel.
That's her name, Ethel.
Yeah, but what's her last name?
I don't know.
Merman?
It's not
Ethel
Merman.
Mabel.
Mabel. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Ethel Burgess is a loser.
Sierra Burgess is a loser. Andre and Adams and you, and we'll have a nice poker game again.
Do you think Archie wants to be the new Papa Poutine? Would you call yourself Papa Poutine? Is that ever a thing you could think of people calling you?
No, never. Not seriously. Not jokingly.
Oh, I'm going to call you Papa Poutine then.
Papa Poutine?
Yeah. Sweepwee's back and he's got a lot to say.
He's angry, yeah.
He's angry. He's angry seemingly out of nowhere.
I don't even know what he's mad about.
He's mad because Alice Cooper is a traitor and now Betty's here.
Betty's here as well. She's
the daughter of a turncoat. Yeah. And I'll never trust Betty, even though she's consistently done everything for this gang.
She danced for you.
Yeah.
You liked it.
She should be in the Serpents.
Isn't she technically? I don't understand
what
they did.
No, she's not technically in the Serpents. I thought that... because that was the whole rule. It was like, you want to be in the Serpents, you've got to dance.
Yeah, she did it.
She did dance, but...
Wasn't she... Didn't she ask for money to get a tattoo?
At the end of this episode.
At this episode, yeah.
Yeah.
Turncoat's daughter.
If you hear anything on the podcast, sounds like slobbering.
It's your licking your lips.
It's me licking my lips
every
time I see
a
Jughead.
Whole plate of ribs right now.
No, I bought the dog a chew toy, and she ripped it apart, and now she's just grinding down the last bit of fabric that's on it. This is why they arm wrestle.
Oh, for votes.
For votes.
That's dumb.
I don't.
That's
because,
dumb.
No, because
his name's Mantle.
Reggie Mantle. Yeah. Mm. You'd think his name would be like Reggie...
Regerson.
No, but what's a candy that starts with R?
Ricketts. Reggie Ricketts.
Alright, okay. You know what? You were fast, but that's not a candy.
Rockets?
Yeah, Randy Rockets. Like, that's one. That's something. But yeah, like, the whole conceit is like, all the votes are only gonna go for the... This is a wolf
the
pack, and they're all gonna
man,
go for
the
leader.
Alpha.
And it's like... So no one in that change room can think for themselves at all. They're just like, who wins the arm wrestle is the one that gets my vote.
Has Tony talked to Veronica before?
Yes.
When?
Before. Earlier.
I don't know that's true.
They were at the sleepover together.
They didn't talk to each other, though.
They're off camera at some point, for sure.
Hmm.
Is my dumb guy voice offensive, do you think?
To who?
To, I don't know.
Dumb guys?
Yeah. It's not that different from my regular voice.
It sounds like the cartoonish dumb guy from
every time I do it, I'm like, I don't know.
Looney Tunes.
Okay, good.
Is Looney Tunes offensive?
Yes.
Well, how?
Because I keep holding a dynamite next to my head, and I never die.
Is Speedy Gonzalez offensive?
That is offensive.
Is Pepe Le Pew offensive?
No. No one cares.
Is a man skunk trying to...
Sexually abuse
is a cat. Is that offensive?
Well, it's offensive because he's French.
Yeah. Oh, cool. And because he's a Frenchman that stinks.
Yeah. Oh no, Cheryl thought she was making a friend, but now she's still just being mean to her.
Yeah. Physical therapy. Mm. Oh, she has to...
That's what I mean. When it happens, I'll talk about it, but it's so stupid.
This is... I thought this was the dumbest thing in the episode.
What, the Godfather scene?
What Archie does in this.
Yeah. But I also genuinely thought, like, later in the episode, that someone was going to get a gun out of a toilet and shoot one of these guys. Like, that's how close I thought they were trying to hammer on the fucking...
It's a nicer restaurant than the one in The Godfather.
Right, the one in The Godfather looks like shit.
Yeah. 25% of his business?
I always thought that it would be...
Lenny and Carl.
Yeah, it's dumb. I always thought that it would be fun if you were an actor to film, like, a dinner scene where you're actually eating the food. Because if you have to do multiple...
you get sick.
What do you mean?
Because they have to keep refilling it.
Yeah.
And you keep eating...
Well, you're not eating a whole meal
every 2 hours.
Time. Well, it's fun for a while. It's like endless shrimp.
Cold pasta?
Oh, I'll eat cold pasta.
Hmm.
You want to eat cold pasta?
This right here, where Archie threatens
him. Where Archie becomes the big man.
I like that.
And also, Hiram likes it. This is dumb. Archie's an idiot.
Please, 16-year-old boy. I rearranged this prep kid's face. And some hillbilly. He didn't do any of this. He ratted on Papa Poutine to Hiram, and then Andre shot hillbillies.
Why are these guys so dumb, too?
I think everyone's...
Like, well, laughing it off.
Why
like
is the mafia invested in this small town?
I don't know. Well, because Maple goes through here. And
drugs. Certainly not anymore. I don't know. I guess the Blossoms are still running the business.
Yeah. Well, now it's drugs. When you do something cool and tough
the
like that...
No, the drugs are gone. Who's dealing the drugs?
Archie, when you do something cool and tough like that, you got to be able to back it up when you do something so cool and so tough.
Is Archie getting in the car, or does he have to find his own way home?
Sweet. He has to walk home. God, wear plaid? Never, Betty.
Why is she serpent enemy
number
one?
Because she was a serpent and she left.
So?
You can't do that.
I think you can.
No, you
can't.
Does
she even have a tattoo?
She danced.
Yeah, but she doesn't have a tattoo, does she?
Yeah, I think she probably does. Maybe she got a laser removed.
Yeah.
I like that cool Ed Hardy picture that FP has on his wall.
Yeah. It makes you know that he's badass.
Yeah, it makes you know that he's cool.
Things.
It's like when you see anyone wearing Ed Hardy stuff, you're like, wow, this guy could beat me up.
Yeah.
This.
The environment.
This, like, I don't like them painting Kevin as this big a rube.
We don't care about the car, but we care about the environment.
But not only that, it's like, oh, Jughead and Betty are asking questions. Like, this can't be can't be about anything about other than what they're saying up front. Oh, you dumbass. Like, they're always up to something.
Look at their faces.
They're always doing something.
I'm so concerned.
And then, like, to be fair, the parents do yell at them right away, rightfully so, because it was a dumb fucking thing to do.
Yeah.
Kevin didn't suspect anything. Well, maybe stop.
I think
she still calls Kevin her friend. She does not treat Kevin like a friend at all.
Dwayne. The drug dealer's name was Dwayne.
His name was Condog.
No, Condog was someone that Tech called.
Oh, right.
Dwayne.
Sorry.
Darla.
Yes.
Dwayne and Darla?
Yeah, it's Darla. My fact this week is about Darla.
What about the actress?
Maybe.
She's in a lot of things. I couldn't remember her name.
I don't know her name, but when I tell you what I recognize her from, you will immediately remember who I'm talking about. Jordan, stop smelling the microphone.
This is the first time we've seen Schick out of the house since the carnival fair.
Well, he did leave the house in the last episode.
For what?
But
we didn't see him
for a walk
out of the house.
That's true. We saw him walk back into the house. Are you saying that he left the house and just stood there and then walked back in?
He stood there staring off into the sky.
Yeah.
And turned around and walked
back in. Yeah. 100% he did.
What do people take babies for walks for?
To get out of the house, because when you have a baby, you're trapped.
Yeah, but why are you taking the baby?
Because you can't leave. Legally, you can't leave the baby if it dies. It's your ass, dude.
Yeah, let someone else take it.
Who? No one wants to look at your baby.
When Chick took the babies for a walk, Alice was just laying around. He didn't need to take the babies.
So what was Chick, the crazy person's motive for taking the babies out? Because he's...
He didn't do anything with them.
What? Nothing straighter than moving a couple bags around. Some heavy bags. Nothing's gonna straighten up this girl than moving these heavy bags from one side of the room to the other.
Well, it gives you some time to do some hard work and think about how you shouldn't be gay.
What?
Yeah, that's what they think.
What? Like, what the hell?
Actually, the dumbest scene in the episode comes up later. Based off of this. What's happening?
Based off of this? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very good.
It's, oh my god.
I like it.
Is it illegal what they did?
Put the daughter in the conversion camp? I mean, like, looking at the conversion camp.
Yeah, that's illegal.
Seeing as what they're doing seems like a prison. Like, an elective conversion camp, I think is strange and probably morally reprehensible, but I don't think it's illegal. But a forced conversion camp is probably illegal.
Yeah.
And then kidnapping, because an uncle can, yes, a parent and an uncle can kidnap a
child.
Taking, I would say, probably, and I'm not a lawyer, but taking someone who doesn't want to go with you and putting them somewhere where they don't want to be to have things done to them that they don't want to have done to them is probably illegal.
But is what they did illegal?
Well, that, I guess that's open to interpretation, I suppose.
Whose car is that? Is that
Josie's
car?
Josie's just straight out has no sympathy for this situation anymore.
Well, she just found out that Cheryl drew pictures of her.
Oh, God. Yeah. So what? So you're someone's Valentine. You're like someone... Well, okay, I guess she did put...
Creepy?
She did put a bloody pig heart in her locker.
But she doesn't know that that was that.
But she did do it.
Yeah.
Though. She did do it. Made her think it was
Chuck.
She's
got some pictures of her.
Yeah.
And then also happened to get a bloody pig heart at the same time.
Yeah. Well, you know. Oh, yeah, this is where she's getting the... Or wants to have the thing. The tattoo.
Oh, yeah. Permission to get a tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it so bad to be a serpent?
Yeah, I was going to ask you the same question in a little bit, because there's one thing where Jughead says, we're serpents, it's what we do. Exactly, I'll have to wait until the scene comes up, but, like, it's so confusing.
Did Chick go and find Darla?
Yes!
Why did they need to bring more people?
They didn't! Because Chick's...
There's nothing that connects them to
so
this guy.
So stupid! I don't know!
Archie's being a jerk now.
Yeah, and Fred likes Jughead more than Archie, rightfully
so. Well,
why
wouldn't he?
Jughead's
at
better,
this point.
Jughead's better, nicer to his friends. I like Jughead a lot.
Wait, who are Jughead's friends?
Betty.
And?
Sweet Pea.
Not really.
Tall Boy.
No. Tall Boy got kicked out.
Tony.
Yeah, okay, Tony is a friend. Kind of. She used to be.
Do you recognize where Darla's from?
No, I know
I'll
her
give
from
you
a lot
a
of
hint.
Things.
The show that I recognize her from also has a character named Darla in it. Not her, though.
Darla? Roseanne?
Yes.
She's on
You
Roseanne.
Know what's funny? When I was thinking about this, I genuinely thought I recognized her from Roseanne. But that's not where
Darla.
I recognized her from.
My name is Earl.
No.
Darla. Dharma and Greg.
Darla and Greg.
She's Darla.
Do you think this pink tea is poison?
Passion tea.
Ah, yes. Is passion tea poison? If you
no,
drink too
great.
Much of it, will it kill you?
No.
I like mixing a little lemonade in with passion tea. That's fun.
Sure.
That's fun to do.
Cool it down, I guess.
Well, it's iced already.
Yeah.
Iced passion tea lemonade. That's a good time.
Why'd you call him?
Do you think she's con dog?
No, she's the one that Betty called and she's like, tell him to stop cheating on my ass.
Do you think the gentleman that we meet later in this episode is con dog?
He might be con dog. We know he's the one that cut cheek and Betty pepper sprayed.
Oh, from the hotel?
Yeah, it's that guy.
I tell you, he's doing fantasy fulfillment.
No, it doesn't seem like it.
Yeah, I think he is. I think this is all one elaborate fantasy fulfillment.
For who? Alice or Betty?
For Alice and for the hotel manager. They had one that aligned properly.
And they both went to Chick for it?
Yeah. Well, no, Chick's doing it for his mom as a gift.
And the other guy's paying him?
And the other guy's paying him.
This is ridiculous. I still understand why she's here. Why did Chick go find her? Or did she find Chick?
No, Chick brought her.
That's insane.
Like, he was going... Because she's the owner of the car. So he was going to find her to see if she, like, knew anything about the car. And then she saw right through his ruse. Is what the story is that she said, she tells. Yeah, I know. It's really stupid. It's like when they say that, like, oh, no.
Black Hood! Clearly has brown eyes. That man has brown eyes.
And it's also not the same mask.
Yeah. Oh, he got stabbed.
Man, hit with a hammer. Ew.
Don't get blood on my coat. It's funny that Archie beats him up.
It is funny that Archie beats him up. It's also funny who it is.
Yeah.
Fucking Weasley little Adams man. Punch him before he could say shit.
Wasn't he like a old friend of Hermione's or something
like
that?
Yeah, but he's double-crossing. He's working for Lenny now.
Why?
Because this episode was not confusing enough yet.
God knows. So Archie, like, he's just in this for Veronica, I guess. I don't know.
Hmm?
Why is he still here?
Because he loves the rush now.
Of being bad.
He's
not even really doing anything, though.
He's being bad.
He cut a chain.
He dramatically cut a chain.
He threatens people.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. Long-term, Hiram, you're bad at business.
Hiram is very bad at business.
He doesn't know what he's doing at all.
No, he's very bad.
Are they in a lake or a river? It's very confusing.
It's a river. Sweet, it's water, river
that
Dale.
That wasn't a river, though.
Well, you're not a river.
Great.
The dog has now dropped all her toys on you.
I haven't touched any of them.
Well, you're touching them both with your leg right now.
Roseanne, that's her name.
Oh, that's why I thought I recognized her from Roseanne.
No,
the television.
It's not.
Yeah, this woman would do some ambient tweeting. Are you kidding me? Get roasted on ambient and then fire out some scintillating tweets.
Here we go. Crawl, lady. Watching Bob Ross.
Watching Bob Ross on the tube TV. Do you think this woman's actually like 30 and they just make-upped her up?
She's at least like... She's in her 50s.
Yeah, probably.
Was someone painting that or is it... Get over there.
Get it, girl.
Go throw yourself on...
Get it, girl. Nice.
Throw yourself on the floor and crawl.
God, this is so dumb. Like...
As soon as I saw
this is what you were talking about, right? Yeah, okay.
And then I was like, oh, Claudius is going to get her hard. Claudius is going to get her so hard.
I still think it's her other son. I think Clifford. It's Clifford still.
But she knows that Claudius exists. Do you think Clifford killed Claudius then?
Yeah.
Then now
yeah, she's... Like, they make a point of mentioning that she's half blind. Right? So, like, she can't tell
well,
the
they're
difference.
Twins,
yeah, exactly. But if you... Like, you would think a mother would know. But she's half blind, so,
yeah.
Like...
Antoinette Topaz.
Is Tony short for Antoine? I guess so.
Yeah.
Damn. Never thought about that before.
I don't think she was Antoinette in the comics, though. I think she's just Tony. Tony Topaz.
What do you think of that other kid sitting in the chairs in for?
He took down a poster of Reggie.
Oh, okay. Because Reggie bullied. Why don't you talk in regular sentences instead of bite-sized little...
I don't know. Is she out of breath?
But she's just like... She's like talking in code. Like, just say what you mean, woman.
Claudius, unplug the line.
Uh-oh. What's going to happen? This fucking menacing-ass shot of...
Why rip out the line?
That's exactly what I was going to say. Just take it out of her hand. You ruined a perfectly good phone. Now you're going to buy a new line. You probably got to call a guy to come fix it. Like, what the hell? You think she could overpower you when you try and take the phone away from her? What the hell?
They're just letting her call? Give a call?
Oh no, they're eating chips. They're eating all our chips.
Nana Rose Blossom. If you talk to your other friends, you clearly know about the sisters.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, isn't the sisters where Polly was. Betty was?
No, not Betty, Polly, you know that.
Well, they're the same.
It's the same one. So I was almost right. You got Kevin,
mm-hmm.
You got Josie,
mm-hmm.
You got Tony,
mm-hmm.
And unfortunately you have Veronica instead of Reggie.
You also do not have Josie.
She comes back around.
Yeah. Does she? I don't remember. Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought it was just Veronica and Tony.
No, I think Josie comes back around on it.
I don't think so.
Let's see what happens.
I don't think so. I think it's just Veronica and Tony. There's only two people that go in. Kevin stays outside.
Okay, then maybe not Josie.
It's not Josie.
She was part of it for a bit, though.
Yeah, she was a little bit, but then she found out that she drew a picture of her, and she was like, don't
like that. It's creepy.
Don't like that.
He's still got pepper spray around his eyes. Wasn't that like 3 months ago?
Yeah, pepper spray takes a long time to heal, probably.
It stains your skin around your eyes.
When I saw this man, I kept thinking to myself, that is a thick Bruce Willis.
No.
Look at his face.
He's just bald.
Look at his face.
And wrinkly.
Wait until you see his face. That's a thick Bruce Willis. Thick Bruce Willis, dude.
Betty ain't scared.
Betty does not care.
Why'd they break their door too? Chuckhead, why'd you break their door?
Yeah, that's a shitty thing to do. Also, there's another thing that's about to happen that I think is very dumb.
What, they all brought knives?
No.
That they're friends with Kevin?
This is. They're clearly not. They're not nice to Kevin. This is like it's a smart play by Betty. I don't know why they busted the door down. Like just for shock, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Be cool.
It was like cool. Like how often do you get to kick down a door?
Yeah.
I tried to kick down a door once. I couldn't do it. It's when they said, "Why don't you take your money and go?"
Why let them take the money?
Why give them the money? Well, they're outgunned.
To hope that they shut up because of the money?
I guess.
But they got some money that...
They were clearly just scared.
Hmm.
So they could have gotten away, like, for free.
Yeah. But they're hoping that this amount of money is enough to get them to not, like, keep going after them for more money.
I guess so.
However much money it was, I don't know.
Yeah.
How much do you think it was? 1,000?
It was 10,000.
It was 10,000?
Yeah.
Who has that kind of money?
Apparently Alice Cooper has 10,000 sitting around. Didn't she just get a lot of money from
Alice the will? Didn't. Betty and...
Polly did.
Polly did.
Yeah. Well, Betty was the one that went and got out the money. Maybe she got it from her account.
Yeah. Where do you think Chick's going?
Right back under a black hood.
Do you think he's going to live in the school like Jughead did? He never even went to school, did he?
Chick? No, but he's 19.
He should be. Why can't he go to, like, technical school?
I don't know. To learn what? The inner workings of a webcam? He's already making buco bucks doing sweet, sweet webcam videos. For fantasy fulfillment. Do you think the end of this season is going to be Hiram has been, like, doing fantasy fulfillment with Jake the whole time? Yeah, I think so.
How come they're about to hang out and then Hiram's like, I need a minute. And then Veronica's like, okay, Archie, I'll see you again tomorrow.
Because she has to go do sneaks. She has to sneak around and go into the tunnels. Mm. I don't think Hiram wants to go legitimate. I think he wants to be bad boy still.
I don't even know how he was a bad boy. He laundered money? I don't understand what his crime
he's
was.
He's the main mob man for...
Is he?
Yeah.
Why does the main mob man operate out of Riverdale now?
Because they got all the syrup. They have all the syrup.
That first has nothing to do with his prison plan.
First you get the syrup, then you get the money, then you get the waffles.
Archie, you let your father down. I'm mad at you.
You let the only nice person in Riverdale down.
He's a great dad, and you clearly see Hiram be a shitty dad. And you're like, I'll stick with this guy.
Yeah, I'll stick with this guy because I'm stupping his daughter. And I want him to respect me for some reason. I already have this guy's busted old respect I don't need anymore.
Vote Fred. I vote Fred. Who do you vote for mayor?
Fred!
No, I think you're a Hermione person.
I am not a Hermione person. If it was Hiram, I might vote for him because I think that's funny.
To vote for Hiram?
Yeah. But Hermione, I just think it's such a weird, like, curveball they threw at the last second.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, Hermione was actually behind everything because Hiram's a big dumb idiot.
He's not smart. No, he's giving away the votes.
The votes that were his because he won a fucking arm wrestling competition and he's giving away. Look at that. Look at where that outfit.
I know when I was watching this, I said to the person I was watching with, there's a lot of cleavage going around for a sneaky mission. And also, where's her sneaking cape?
Yeah, she should have her sneaking cape. Yeah.
It's prime sneaking cape opportunity. But she's dressed like Catwoman instead. I think they almost beat the gay out of her.
Well, you got me. I'm straight now. Oh, yeah. I moved all these sacks from one side of the room to the other.
What was this Kevin said it was?
Prohibition? It's a tunnel where people they were trying to convert would come out and hook up with boys from the woods like him.
That's what it was?
Yeah.
I thought he said it was like nuns were running liquor or something like that in the 20s.
No, they would run. Well, maybe that's what they were doing, but he said that it was like the boys would run out.
That's how he knows about it?
Yeah. I get they gotta move things pretty fast, but Tony seems to really, really like Cheryl for having talked to her for two episodes.
Like, three times?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's this movie they're showing them? Cheerleading?
Maybe they're showing them the first episode of this show where Betty and Veronica make out.
Well, I don't think they would show that at a forced conversion camp.
What music is playing?
I don't remember.
It's uplifting, isn't it?
It's about how we love. It's synthy. Yeah. It's like San Junipero style music.
Like that?
I don't know.
They finally kiss.
No, I remember it being very synthy. But of course we have to keep it on silent when we do the podcast.
Why is everyone just sitting there looking at them?
Because this is what they want to see.
They're not applauding. They should be applauding. A bunch of nuns.
Well, they're all broken, probably. Yeah, this, I remember being like, a bunch of nuns.
A bunch of nuns are coming.
It's like, we just bust through them. They're probably not strong.
Yeah, they're all...
Like, they're nuns. Also, why is this basement so wet?
Well, the building's leaking. They can't afford new plumbing.
I guess.
They put up the red light towards the basement. How'd they get there?
I don't know. They're using nun magic. Also, like, none of them are moving very fast. Like,
they're all walking.
They're all walking. If you wanted to get these kids back, you'd probably go after them a little faster.
They're right
God,
on there.
That is one chesty sneaking outfit.
Yeah.
My goodness. Yeah, Josie's not here, see?
How'd she zip it up in the back, too?
Coat hanger. Yeah, I genuinely thought someone was going to go get a gun out of the toilet.
Like Andre,
see,
maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
Why would he even need to get a gun to just walk up and shoot him?
I don't know. Because they wanted to go full Godfather.
This might be the dumbest thing in the episode. There's a lot of dumb things in this episode.
Yeah, this episode's pretty stupid. Oh, boy.
When I first... He's like, go check your car, and they ran out. I expect an explosion, but I expected them to get into the car first.
Yeah. Also, look how good, like... Oh, it's friggin' Sub-Zero from Mortal Kombat!
He calls it the Black Circle again,
yeah,
doesn't
he? Yeah, no, he calls it the Dark Circle. Also, dark look at circle. That CG yeah. fire. It looks terrible!
Wouldn't it have been cheaper to blow up, like, an old... car?
No, like, actual pyrotechnics are pretty expensive when you could just make a fire effect on After Effects.
Yeah, Archie used to play music. What happened to that, man?
Well, he still plays music when it's appropriate
when
to like, a campaign or
something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Otherwise, he hasn't played music since season one.
No. Yeah, that is a plot line that is
just
basically
gone. Also, Betty can join you now.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna.
Did it happen already where Jughead said, this is what we do? It must have.
Yes.
Because that's when they broke in there.
When
like,
they broke in, he
what
said, this
what
is
do you,
what we
what
do.
What do you do? It's so unclear what the serpents do.
But Alice is again with FP again.
Yeah.
FP likes
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Finally. It only took, like, what, 20 episodes after we predicted it?
So does that make Jughead and Betty brother and sister now?
Yeah.
Okay.
He does get a car out of it.
That's true. But Jughead, or Archie is always out to get what's his. He always wants a present.
Yeah, but eventually someone tells him he's being an idiot.
Yeah,
and
but
he
needs someone to tell him, though.
I think at some point he's going to realize Fred or Jughead or someone's going to be
where'd
like,
where'd you get this?
Archie, you're being
crazy
a dummy.
Expensive car,
Archie,
yeah.
Please stop being a dummy. You're just taking episodes at a time instead of a singular episode.
Yeah.
When's that guy gonna get out of prison too? The ghoulie that they street race?
Oh, whenever Archie goes into jail.
Archie's not going to jail.
Yeah, he is. I would stake my reputation on this.
That is a nice car. Where's she living now? Where do you think?
I don't know. I was wondering that myself. Like, with Tony, maybe?
I guess. It'd be funny if she just showed up. Oh, this is why for the Carrie thing. She just goes and demands to be the lead. If she just shows up at, like, the Cooper's house and is like, I'm living here now. Kevin has a lot of extracurricular activities.
He's a very involved student.
Yeah. Why does she want to burn the school down?
Look at Kevin's face!
I love it, yeah.
That's Whoa. Riverdale! That's another Riverdale. That's
Why
another
does she
want to
burn
heads.
The school down?
I don't know, she doesn't like it.
She should want to burn her
parents... Well, she already did burn her parents' house down.
Burn down the next house.
Why does she want to burn so many things?
I don't know.
Well, Jordan, I like this episode. There's a lot going on. Very dumb.
Yep.
But I like it quite a bit.
Yeah, it's silly.
It's very silly. Should we just move into our segments here?
Yeah, let's just bust in.
Let's just bust into the segments. This is one of our favorite segments. This is Betty or Veronica.
Betty or Veronica!
And this is where we say who it is that we like.
Yeah.
Jordan, why don't you go first this week?
I'm going to be a real
Are
big
Are you Betty
creep,
or Veronica?
And I'm going to go with Veronica.
Mm-hmm.
And a nice cleavage outfit. A nice sneaking outfit.
Yeah.
That's mainly it.
Okay. That's it.
I can't think of anything else she did in this episode.
Yeah.
She's just kind of walking around and she goes and helps. That's nice.
Okay.
She doesn't seem... I don't know why she cares about Cheryl, but she goes and helps Tony find Cheryl. That's not a nice thing to do.
That's sure. That's a nice thing to
there
do.
There you go.
This week for Betty or Veronica, I'm Tony.
Yeah?
Because she's the one who actually wants to help Cheryl, and I think
but
she
why,
has the
though?
Best... Well, because she, like, is
love
in love
her,
with
I
Cheryl.
Guess, yeah.
Yeah, but she...
Why, though?
That's unclear. You know, it seems very quick to me, but whatever. But her motives seem... genuine, and Tony's always seemed like a nice character, and she does the right thing, and I think it's nice that she saved her from the forced conversion camp, which is a scary place.
Yeah.
And for those reasons, I'm Tony, and I think Tony's good.
Good.
I like Tony. Great!
Yeah.
Yeah, Tony the Tiger. So let's move into our next segment.
Yeah.
This is another favorite.
Bust in.
This is Farchies, where we look far in a future, probably within the next 3 episodes or so, to give our predictions for what we think is going to happen in the world of Riverdale.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to go or do I want to go?
I want to say, first, the one that I can think of is, I think Archie's going to crash that car that he just got
mm-hmm.
before the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say maybe it's part of when he finally turns on Hiram, because I hope that still happens at some point.
Yeah.
That's, he crashes his car doing something to stop Hiram.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
So my Farchie is going to kind of mimic what it's been for the last couple of weeks, but I'm going to put a small twist on it, where I do still think Archie is going to jail.
No.
Either at the end of this season. I think at the end of this season he's like sentenced to, like, you're going to juvie.
No.
Or something like that. But I think what's going to happen is that Archie is going to get sort of his comeuppance. Like, in the last couple episodes he is going to turn on
Hiram.
But it will be a thing where it's like, oh, this is too late. You've already done too much crap, so we still have to send you to juvie. You're still going to jail because you've done too much crap.
For Hiram?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he is going to have that turn.
I think Hiram... Something's got to happen to Hiram before the end of this season.
But Archie's still going to go to jail.
I don't think
we only
happens.
Have, like, 5 episodes left this season. So, within 5 episodes...
Do you think that...
Archie goes to jail.
No, never mind. I can't think of anything else that might happen. Who do you think wins mayor? Fred?
Yes. I think Fred wins
mayor. What if at the last moment...
Reggie wins mayor.
No.
Yes.
Josie's mom decides to run for re-election.
No, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Reggie wins mayor's...
Class president?
No,
you think Reggie wins class president?
He wins mayor of Riverdale.
I do think Reggie probably wins
Pop
class...
Pop wins mayor of Riverdale.
I think Reggie wins class president.
Yeah, I think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I predicted that last week,
yeah.
I think. With those two out of the way, and without further ado, let's move into, and I'm very excited to hear this, Jordan.
I do have
Jordan's
facts.
Interesting fact he wants to talk to you about Riverdale.
Yeah. Not about Riverdale. It's
okay.
About Sabrina.
Oh.
Cast in season 2 as a love interest for Miss Hodge or Miss Lodge or something like that.
It's not Miss Lodge, because that's
a teacher on Riverdale,
okay.
Or on Sabrina.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet. Alex Denisov.
Which one's he?
From Angel.
Oh, yeah! Yes, all right.
His,
really?
His watcher or whatever. You
That's
know,
Allison Hannigan's
not.
Husband, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's
yeah.
going to be in season
yeah.
2 of Sabrina.
Great, I yeah. like him. Wesley.
Yeah.
What a great guy.
Wesley, that's it.
Well, that kind of... Because he was in another show.
What?
Buffy Vampire Slayer.
And Angel.
Which, yeah, but Buffy what, Vampire Slayer.
What's your fact?
Because my fact...
And Angel.
Is Darla... From this episode.
Oh, God.
You may remember.
Yeah, that's
as the girl who predicted her own death.
Yeah.
From Buffy Vampire Slayer.
Yeah.
Season 7.
Doesn't she turns into a vampire too? Doesn't
no,
she
no? just dies. She no, because they're like, oh, we're gonna save you. Buffy's like, I'm gonna save you. We can save you. We're definitely gonna save you. And then she keeps saving her from death, being killed by demons and stuff. And then she's like, Buffy, I told you, you can't save me. And then she has a stroke and dies. It's a good episode. It's two episodes actually. But yeah. Anyway, that's my fact.
Great.
That's another episode of Jughead.
Great.
Jordan, thank you for watching this twice. At least twice.
I'm enjoying these episodes, but I do want the season to wrap up.
I want
up.
This season to be done. Yeah, I just really want to. Yeah, I want to. First
only
of all,
want five more episodes.
Like five or six, it's I think. Five, yeah. It's five, okay. And then we got to do the special episode about Sabrina.
Oh, God.
And then we got to do season three of this show.
God.
Then we have to decide if we want to keep doing this podcast.
God.
We will at least catch up to season three by the time it is
finishes.
Ending. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I think, yeah.
And then have
yes.
a break, finally.
Yeah, after, and then have a little break.
After a year.
After, oh, yeah, almost, it's very close to a year at this point. That's going to do it for this episode of Jugheads.
Great.
Thanks, everyone, for watching this again. You can follow us on Twitter, JugheadsPod. You can email your burning
I'm
questions at JugheadsPod@gmail.com.
This looks cool.
Oh, this is the one I heard
finally
about.
Finally, a musical episode.
The musical episode.
Is
this
it
is
all
the one
music?
I, yeah, this
yeah.
is like a Once More Feeling type thing.
Great.
So I did hear about
everyone
this episode.
Everyone in the show can sing.
Yeah.
So
that's very good. And you can also go on Instagram
Actually,
and look
can
at our one.
Sing?
I don't know. Probably he can do whatever he wants. Follow us on Instagram.
Do you think he can dance?
Look at our one picture on Instagram @JugheadsPod.
Yeah. I'll post another one eventually.
I bet he can dance. I bet he can sing and dance. But until next week, we're gonna have to think about it in our heads until we can actually see it
weird.
On the screen.
I don't like that.
So until next week, everybody, keep jugging.
I don't stop doing that.
Archie's here, Betty's here, Veronica too.